fast, right? Or third or whatever I am. I don't know how many people have been here before me. It all blends together, you know. Kind of like Adam's movies. Hey, buddy. You know, when they asked me to say a few words about my friend Adam, I immediately said, eh, whatever. Where is it? Oh, D.C. Yeah, typical Sandler. I never get cast in his movies in Hawaii or South frickin' Africa, but oh, D.C., yeah, let's get the boosh on a bus and get him down here. That's what he calls me, boosh. Makes no sense. I've never understood that, I'm sorry. So congratulations, buddy, you got your big comedy award. Comedy, am I right? Man, I was a serious actor before I met you, man. I did edgy indies. Have you ever tried that? In a way, I'm not talking about playing yourself in unedited gems. I mean, yeah, you're good in it, you know, but the whole time I was watching you in it, I was thinking, stay in your lane, water boy. Anyway, I suppose I should read these words that the writers texted me this morning. Thank you. He doesn't act like a movie star. He doesn't look like one either, I mean. And he actually sucks at golf, okay? It's more like crappy Gilmore. Hey-o! But seriously, all drinking aside, I love you, Adam.
Love you, buddy.
Nobody makes me laugh like you, and nobody has taken better care of me in this business than you. And it's, he does this. He does this for all his friends. He's done it for so many people. All the guys that you came up with, they're either writing or directing or producing or acting in your films. I love it when you scream shit at me off camera, like funny things to say, and I just try and say them like you. And then when I hear you laugh at the funny thing you told me to say, I'm in heaven. No, I love it. But for me, I think the best part of working with Adam, with you, is just getting to hang out with you, man. Congratulations, Adam. You are deservedly getting this award for your legendary career. And knowing you and your talent and your big heart, the best is yet to come. Now, can I please go to Hawaii with you next time? Okay. Congratulations.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Oh, you even sound different.
I don't know.
We were having technical difficulties, and
we were.
The sound sounds funny as well.
I don't know. You did for a second, and then it went okay.
And you're kind of purple.
Yeah. Oh, that's just because there's a weird light over here.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a light, like a kaleidoscope light, because I like feel like I'm on acid because it's been too long.
Oh, no. Yeah. I can't remember your opinion on Sandler, but last night Sandler got the Mark Twain Comedy Performer Award.
Yeah.
And that was Buscemi.
Oh, yeah. I love Buscemi.
Yeah. And it made me laugh.
Oh, it's funny. I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, I don't hate Adam Sandler. I love some of his movies, but other ones I'm just like, I can take or leave some of his movies.
But he's got a good handful of duds, but...
Oh, he does. He does. He's got some duds, but I mean, for the most part, I mean, I consider, I mean, if I'm flipping channels, most of them I'm not stopping, if that makes sense.
Oh.
You know, I mean, Waterboy, love Waterboy.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta love, you know,
Happy Gilmore.
Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, all of those. I mean, they're all great movies.
Big Daddy.
Big Daddy's okay. It's not one of my favorites, but it's okay.
Oh, I like Big Daddy. He lost me with Little Nicky.
See, I actually didn't mind Little Nicky. The voice bugged me a little bit. But, I mean, besides that, I actually kind of like the movie.
And same with Don't Mess with the Zohan.
That one I was actually okay with too.
Really?
Yeah, I was okay with the mess with the Zohan. It was stupid enough that I could still enjoy it, if that makes sense. It was stupid funny. As long as you didn't take the movie seriously, I mean, it was okay. It was fine.
Well,
He lost me with the one where he played his sister.
oh, Jack and Jill.
Yeah, it lost me on that one.
Yeah, was not a fan of Jack and Jill.
Click, I think, was another one I wasn't a big fan of.
Click had some okay moments, but you're right. It wasn't his best.
No.
And then you get into, well, Grown Ups was good. I
Yeah.
actually like bedtime stories.
See, I don't think I've ever watched Bedtime Stories.
You can tell it's definitely a Disney movie, not necessarily an Adam Sandler movie,
Yeah.
but it's cute. Now I pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
That one was okay. I mean, I okay, and I know it's not. I liked Sandler in that. I didn't like Kevin James.
Oh.
And I don't know what it was. I mean, I like, which normally I like Kevin James as a supporting actor, but when he's the main actor, then I just can't stand his movies.
Yeah. Very good point. Anger Management.
That was a decent one. That was good.
Mr. Deeds.
Yeah, that one had moments. I mean, it's not one of my favorites, but it's still watchable.
I like Mr. Deeds, but I love John Turturro.
Oh, yeah.
He's right up there with Buscemi for me. Like just two kind of batshit crazy dudes that, take batshit crazy to a whole nother level and do it fantastically.
Yes.
Well, The Wedding Singer, of course.
Oh, yeah. You gotta love that. I mean, Drew Barrymore and him.
Airheads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A personal favorite of mine that not many people know about is Shakes the Clown.
Dude, I don't know that one.
I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed to know you.
You should be. I don't know Shakes the Clown. I don't know why. I just, it's not.
1991. It's not an Adam Sandler movie. He was just in it. It is a Bobcat Goldthwait movie.
Well, how the hell didn't I see that thing? Because I
That's what
love
I'm
Bobcat.
saying. I'm ashamed to know you.
You should be.
It is Bobcat Goldthwait as a drunk alcoholic clown.
See, that sounds familiar. So I'm wondering if I did see it and just don't remember it.
It's fucking phenomenal. Bulletproof with Damon Wayans,
Yeah, that's a good one.
which is one a lot of people don't think about. I really liked Punch Drunk Love, but
Oh, no, yeah, I remember Shakes Clown now. Bobcat and Julie Brown. Yep, okay.
50 First Dates.
Oh, yeah, another, yeah.
To me, the longest yard you can keep. I'm sorry, Adam's no Bert.
No. It was I think I might have liked it if I'd never seen the original, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah.
Because, I mean, the original is, I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Bert and Adam aren't comparable. I'm sorry, they're fucking not.
No, they're two completely different
And
styles.
when you put Bert as a prisoner in jail and Adam as a prisoner, like they're just you can't make them be the same.
No, because Adam plays. That movie isn't as much about comedy as it is about, everything. And they try. It just. It was. The original had a much better style to it.
Yeah.
I mean, partly because, I mean, you have Burt Reynolds and everybody else.
I mean, I love Blended. But it's Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
The Cobbler was eh. I do like
Yeah.
Pixels. I thought Pixels was really good.
That one was interesting. It was good, but it's one of the another one of those ones I wouldn't go out to try and watch it, but I probably wouldn't turn it off if it was on TV.
The
If that makes
Do-Over,
sense.
I really enjoyed.
Yeah, it's okay.
Huh?
That was okay.
Ridiculous 6 was pretty good.
Yeah.
Sandy Wexler was different, but not
Definitely
bad.
different.
I'd never watched the Meyerowitz stories.
I mean,
What else here?
Hubie.
Murder Mystery did nothing for me.
I don't remember that one.
That's the one, the Netflix only with Jen Aniston, where they go on like one of those murder mystery trains or whatever.
Yeah, I never watched it because it just didn't look. Mm.
I'm not an Aniston fan as an actress.
No, see, yeah, I think she topped. I think she topped out when she in Leprechaun.
On Leprechaun, is that where you went? Yeah,
that's where she topped out on Leprechaun. Went around those little shorts.
I was gonna say she topped out on Office Space, but
no, Leprechaun.
And Hubie Halloween was good.
Was yeah, Hubie. I loved Hubie. It was funny.
And
what about Overboard?
Fuck, I didn't bring that up for a fucking reason.
I know you didn't, but what's fucked up is we both own it.
Fucking horrible. I own two copies of it.
You own
so.
Two copies because you would toss both.
Well, I only own one now because the second one was to fix the wobble in my dining room table when me and Tosh first moved in. And then, have you seen Hustle, his newest Netflix one?
No.
Not your typical Sandler movie. He's a scout for an NBA team.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps telling about this guy to bring in from Europe, and they laugh him out of the building, and you fire him, basically. So he goes out on his own and brings the guy over and gets it, like, it's a really good sports movie.
Okay.
Yeah. His wife is Queen Latifah in it.
That would be interesting.
Yeah. So, really good. I actually really, really enjoyed Hustle. But I'm really bummed because I didn't get to watch the whole thing in its entirety last night. I totally forgot about it, to be honest with you.
I didn't even know it was on.
And so I saw a lot of the clips today, but like Ben Stiller presented, Chris Rock presented, and he opened up with something about Will Smith, and Paul Pelosi was in this crowd, and he's like, only motherfucker here that understands me is Paul Pelosi, ain't that right? We both know what it's like to get smacked out of nowhere when somebody walks up to your face, because Paul Pelosi got beat in his house or whatever.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny. Garth, Dana Carvey.
Yep.
Sang a song.
I want to go like sit and watch it.
Schneider sang. He did his own rendition of Growing Old With You. Idina Menzel, which I have, Adam Sandler, but
I don't know. I'm not even sure who it is.
Idina Menzel is, Elsa from Frozen.
Okay.
And then she played one of the Wicked Witches in the play Wicked.
Okay.
But she did Opera Man, which was one of Sandler's big bits on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I saw that Ben Stiller was there. Conan O'Brien was there. And I watched a bunch of little clips, but you don't get the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
And then there was an app.
Is there a way to see the whole thing?
As of right now, it's not available to stream yet. So I think they're re-airing it. Weirdly enough, it was aired on CNN. But I have the DVR or whatever for Hulu. So I went in and clicked record for the next showing. But
yeah,
they did either a pre-funk or a post-funk. And Judd Apatow, Schneider, Spade, and there was a fourth one. Oh, Carvey. Fucking did his Lunch Lady Land. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be fucking awesome. I have never seen a group of funnier people completely butcher something.
Wow.
Like
that is always scary when you get like a group like that, that you're like, this is going to be awesome. And then you're like, what the fuck?
So they're all literally like holding the lyrics. And even Schneider makes a comment, something to the effect of, you can tell how much we love you, Stan, man, when we have to have the lyrics written on paper. Like, and yeah, yeah. It was bad. I watched that clip a little while ago, and I was so fucking disappointed.
Oh, I was shocked. I mean, that's one of those I would think would be amazing, but then it's like, no.
Yeah. And then Jen Aniston and Barrymore came out, it kind of had an argument about who's his best leading lady type thing.
Barrymore.
Well, by far, we know that, but I mean, that one was, it was completely a big stage, blah, 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 but.
Oh, I know, but yeah. I'm just saying there's really no argument there. It's Barrymore. We all know that.
Oh, easily. Hands down. But I think Buscemi, to me, stole the show. I thought Buscemi was fucking just phenomenal.
And that's Buscemi.
And that's why I played the Buscemi clip.
I mean, Steve Buscemi. I love Steve Buscemi.
Oh, fuck yeah. How can you not?
Yeah.
And even pre-Sandler, like you said, his edgy independent films.
Oh, yeah.
Reservoir Dogs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he plays the best part in Reservoir Dogs. I mean...
Well, Mr. Pink?
Yeah.
Wasn't he Mr. Pink?
Well, I think so, but he ended up... Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to remember. It's been a long time since I watched that.
Pretty sure it was Mr. Pink. I'm gonna look him up here real quick, but because I can't think of the other movie where he's like a fucking mime or something. With the girl that played the oldest bank sister in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
No, I don't know.
Really fucked up, twisted movie. A really fucked up, twisted movie. Like,
oh, was that? Oh.
I think it was called 13 Moons, if I'm not mistaken.
It might have been. He did some really weird, really, I mean, yeah.
Oh, and then how the fuck could we not remember or not bring up yet Miracle Workers?
Oh, God, I fucking love that movie, that show. I love Miracle Workers.
I didn't realize.
Is there another season of that coming?
I don't know. I didn't realize he was a voice in Transformers. But last night, Steve Buscemi was.
Yeah, Reservoir Dogs, Desperado, Con Air, that's right. Oh, Armageddon, can't forget him riding the freaking rocket. Yeehaw!
It should be a funny scene. It's one of the greatest comic scenes ever.
He's just riding that bad boy.
Like, fucking ever.
Yeah, like Slim Pickens from freaking... Doctor Strange Love.
I mean, seriously, 100%. Like, if your life is over and the world's fucking in, that is how I want to go.
Oh, yeah.
When you realize there's nothing left you could do to save your ass, that's it. I'm going out just fucking like that.
Mm-hmm. Just go for it.
Let me see. Yeah, I'm not. Where the fuck is it?
I mean, he did a lot. Wasn't he like a freaking fireman too or something?
He was a real fireman.
Yeah, like a real fireman. Like really, honestly, honest fireman. Because I think they said something when everything happened to... At 9/11. Yeah, 9/11.
He went back during 9/11.
Like, didn't tell anyone, just did. Which, I mean, is what makes him amazing. Didn't go for fanfare, didn't nothing, never asked for fanfare, nothing, just went.
Well, yeah. I know he's a sick fucker in it, but I really like him in Con Air too. And I know
I'm not, I don't like Nicolas Cage, but
I know you love him.
Buscemi in that movie makes that movie worth watching. So
13 Moons was the name of the movie. Yeah. He plays Bananas the Clown, and it's based around him, and it's fucking bizarre. It's like Requiem for a Dream fucking out there.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's, oh my God, I forgot Dinklage was in that. Karen Parsons is the girl's name I was thinking of.
Okay.
Karen Parsons. Yeah. So, oh, Sam Rockwell's in it too.
Yeah.
I don't know if this lady's Alexandria Rockwell is who wrote it. I don't know if that's any relation to Sam. But could be why Sam was in it. Does not say here. I don't know. Anyways, I want to watch that in its entirety. I love Adam Sandler, but I also, and it's, we never bring him up when we talk comedians, but I also love his fucking comedy albums.
Sandler? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he is, because he's different. I mean, he's just who he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one of my favorite things about him is most, you can tell with a lot of comedians, especially now, they try and be whatever it is the new whatever. And Sandler has always been Sandler. He's just who he is. He might change and morph a little bit over time, but it's not because he's changing to match some.
He's just maturing with age.
He's just changing with age. I mean, he is just who he is, and that's it.
But to be honest, I don't even know if he's like, even the 100% Fresh, I think that's what it was called, the new Netflix one. Yeah. He didn't, those songs, he could have done those songs 30 years ago when They're All Gonna Laugh at You came out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you brought it up with Buscemi, like, being a fireman and, like, no fan, like, Sandler's not out there ever looking for fanfare. The guy dresses like he did probably as a teenager.
Yeah.
Constantly just shows up to hoop at different gyms and wherever he's at and...
Yeah, and just he's him. He's who he is. It's kind of like one of the things, like one of the reasons why I love Keanu Reeves. He's just Keanu.
Yeah.
I mean, you see him on the bus, you see him in the subway, and it's the same thing with Adam Sandler. You don't see him hyping it up at these big parties and going to whatever, you know, trying to be, you know, anything besides Adam Sandler.
Yep, 100%. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, fucking tired.
I am too. It's been one of those. I had to go to Bellingham today, and then, yeah, I got done way later than I expected. So it's been a long day.
It was a long weekend.
Yes. Well, not for me, because, you know, my wife likes to go home way early. But I was even too. I was going to go up and sing. I was actually, and I had the song. I knew what I was going to do. I'm like, I'm going to have some fun with this. And yeah.
Were you there when I did Tequila?
Yes, that was amazing.
Okay.
And that's what made me think of the song that I was going to do. And I was going to go up and do.
What was that?
I'm Too Sexy.
Oh. Awesome. Right. Said Fred.
Yes. I was going to go up. Yeah. And I was going to go up and just have a blast and do some, you know, Right Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy, and just, yeah, have a blast. But then it was like, she's like, nope, better go. Like, we're old, we're grandparents now. You're gonna be there in a couple months.
I still ain't gonna be a bitch.
That's true. Well, when's the next time you're going? I will make her go out, and we'll spend time, and I will do I'm Too Sexy and whatever song you pick.
Honestly, I think every time we've gone has not been planned until 2 hours before.
Well, tell me right before we go, and I'll make it. If we can, we'll make it.
It's one of those things that kind of as close to the house as it is, and you saw it the second busiest we've ever seen it.
Yeah.
And so we know we're not going to have a problem, you know, getting a table and whatever.
Yeah.
That's just kind of like, you know what? A beer sounds good tonight. Let's go.
And I mean, it's fun. I had a blast. It's just, yeah, I think it's one of the things, I think, because we were out late the week before for your wife's birthday. And then, yeah, I'm a whiny bitch and making excuses at this point.
Yeah. I think I and everybody else is hearing the same fucking thing.
Hey, at least I acknowledged it.
I skipped Supercross for that.
Yeah, I did see that Ron and everyone was at Supercross. I was happy that Kevin was there and I was able to get my pops, even though he didn't tell me about the one that I would really want. But yeah.
Which one was that?
Give him shit. Well, he didn't know I have a weird fascination with Winnie the Pooh. So he has the, like, flocked Valentine's Winnie the Pooh. And I'm like, really? I mean, I'm Brandon Valentine and you have the flocked Valentine Winnie the Pooh. I want that one.
Yeah. I'm like, I got mine from him towards the end of the night.
You got some nice ones. He got you some nice ones.
Yeah, the Unmasked Batman's pretty fucking sweet from Flash, the Michael Keaton one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like that one a lot. Dude, Araya bought me for my birthday a 1989 Batman replica Batarang.
Yeah, you were telling me about that, and that sounds awesome.
And so I had a gift card from two gift cards from Christmas for Amazon, and Tosh pulled out one that I had from last year's birthday still that I hadn't used. And so I got on Amazon yesterday, and I bought me the 89 Batman grappling gun replica, too.
You get all the cool stuff.
So, yeah. I was
see, that's what I've been doing, because, like, now that Benton moved out, he, you know, took half my pops and stuff. I mean, really, they were his, too. So, I mean, some were his. I mean, it was one of those ones we both kept buying him and not sure if we bought him for ourselves or each other or whatever. So he took a bunch, and then he tried to take some of the ones I got from Kevin. He's like, oh, Godzilla. And I'm like, fuck off, kid, doesn't mind. But so I've been trying to redo the room to make it more to me. So as you can see, there's more stuff behind me now.
Yeah, now you need some shelving.
I have a bunch of on the other side, the other walls. Ah. But, so it's just the stuff behind me. I was making kind of a, that's where I got all the stuff that hangs on the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, so I got a bunch of shit that I got to get up on the walls. So I got to spend a day out here and get this reorganized now that I've brought more out here.
One of the things I want to put on the wall, and I'm so fucking mad because my the room isn't tall enough. And Benton, I don't know if you can see this. Nobody else would.
Yeah, this.
But that's. I have the part. I have this, the Scream poster, the like standee that they have at the theater.
Yeah.
It's 8 feet fucking tall, and 6 feet wide.
Yep. Like, I couldn't even do it in my shed because the width. I think at the peak I'm 8, but I think it's only 4 foot wide.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's like 8 feet tall, and, yeah, it's 99 inches by 68 inches. So, and it's a huge freaking, like, from the poster, not from this screen, but the one that came out 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it says that it's always someone you know. You can see the mask in the background with the knife sticking up.
Yeah, you can go and, like, put your name on it and get all that shit from them. Mm-hmm. But I've always wanted to, but no fucking place to put it. Those fucking...
Well, it's because Benton worked there at the time. So, and it's one, like, it was never used. It was still sealed in the box.
Oh.
It's still sitting here. We opened the box just to look at it. But, I mean, it's still sealed in the box. They never even opened it up and used it.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, I mean, it's...
Your downstairs ceiling is tall enough.
I know. I was thinking about it. Amber gave me that look.
What about the room where your, like, workout equipment is?
That's not a bad idea, too.
Yeah.
I might move it down there. But, yeah. I was thinking about the living room, and then Amber, like, gave me that look. You know what look I'm talking about. You've been very long time, too. That look that says, I will fucking kill you. Considering the one room where you first walk in, I've been changing that whole thing. I've taken a bunch of the stuff out and making it look less like a man cave and make this look more like the man cave. So,
yeah.
But, yeah.
Nothing wrong with multiple man caves.
No, there's not. But I mean, at this point, technically, I have three because I have this, the downstairs, and the garage. So,
well,
she has our bedroom, which.
Yeah, and the living room.
And yeah. Nothing good happens in the bedroom.
Or the living room.
No. Mm. But now that Ben's gone, I feel bad for her dad because, I mean, I don't wear pants anymore.
Well, what'd you do with his bedroom?
Ben's?
Yeah.
We're still emptying it out because he took most. But, of course, he left some shit behind. So we're cleaning it out, and we're going to use that as storage for a bunch of other shit. Ah. So while we're getting the house. Because we're still planning on moving. So eventually we're going to have to sell the house. So we're going to have to, like, start staging. So we want to start taking that room. Will be the where we put all the personal stuff. So it can end up eventually being staged.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that. I do want to say, I don't know if I told you on Saturday, but, you know, my normal birthday family type stuff, all that kind of went off the same. Not a hit. But my coworkers threw me a little surprise lunch. And I'm really impressed how some of them pay attention. They literally bought me Hot Wheels, a Thanos action figure, and Thanos Legos with a Will Ferrell stepbrother's coffee mug and a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles water bottle.
Oh, yeah, they pay attention.
Here, like 2 weeks ago, me and a coworker were working together, and when we finished our resets, she was like, we walked out of the store, and she's like, oh, my God, I have craving for a donut. She's like, Matt, where's a donut shop at around here? So we went up to Legendary up on Lake Taps, and I got a pamphlet because they do donut birthday cakes, and I hate cake.
Yeah, we know.
So
I'm not big on cake either, but I saw that thing, man, and all I can say is diabetes.
It's humongous. We still are sitting on, like, a quarter to a half of it.
Yeah.
But they got me it's called the Kong, and it's the bacon maple donut. 4 pounds of dough, 4 pounds of maple, 4 pounds of bacon.
Diabetes.
Yeah. Now,
with a side of gout.
You being a baker, I realize you got to cook it a little longer than you normally would.
Yeah.
Right? Because
it's so thick.
How big it is.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom, like, do you think they baked it? Because most of the time when you do donuts, you fry them.
Yeah, most of the time you fry donuts. They would have had to bake it. I mean, being that big, they would have had to bake it.
But the bottom had that hard, like, almost burnt. You know, didn't quite have the burnt taste, but it was like a hard shell. Mm-hmm. Like it sat on the frying, or not frying pan, but the, like, baking sheet.
Yeah.
Without being flipped over or anything. But you could literally, like, peel it off like a fucking piece of leather. And then the rest of the donut's fantastic.
Hmm.
But I could feel my dentures fucking hurting from too much sugar.
Oh, I'm sure. Like I said, I saw one that Toph showed me pictures, and then I thought it was, like I said, diabetes with a side of freaking gout.
But it was pretty good. We ate some of that Saturday, and then I sent two fucking massive pieces home with my mom, brother and shit, and then we had some more of it on Sunday. I shouldn't say we. Some of the in-laws, when they came over yesterday, had some.
Yeah.
I was so burnt out on it that I had Tosh buy me apple pie for my birthday treat yesterday.
Yum. Apple pie sounds good, too.
Okay, I'm poor white trash. We know this.
Well, yeah.
Banquet, like the old cheap-ass pot pies,
mm-hmm.
they make apple pies like that. And they're like $1.39 or something a piece. Just a personal sized little apple pie with the, like, pot pie crust.
Mm-hmm.
And you throw a scoop of fucking vanilla ice cream on. Oh, my God. Yeah, they're fucking phenomenal.
That sounds amazing.
And so that's what Tosh bought for me yesterday.
Because, yeah, I used to, when I was younger, my favorite thing was the Hostess apple pies. I love the Hostess apple pies. And if you put them, like, you take them and take, like, three or four of them, take them out of the wrapper and, like, put them on a cookie sheet and just put them in the oven for, like, only, like, 200 or three, whatever, for, like, 5 minutes, just enough to warm them up. Or even if you have a toaster oven, put them in there for a little bit just to warm them up. Mm, perfect.
We used to buy pies. They used to be four for a dollar
mm-hmm.
for those. They weren't those. They were the Safeway brand. Was four for a dollar.
Well,
the Hostess were normally two for a dollar.
Yeah, and my mom worked at Safeway, so she brought the Safeway brand home constantly.
Yep, and we would go play basketball on Friday nights, and then we'd stop by Safeway on the way back to my house for video games, and we would buy, each person would buy $2-3 worth, and we would just sit there and get fucking sugar comed.
Yes.
On it. I remember being in college. I worked at McDonald's. And they were going to throw a box of McDonald's apple pies out. They expired that day, and they were just going to throw them out. I went, the fuck you are. They're frozen apple pies. Like, nothing's wrong with them.
No.
So I took them home, and I to be honest, I actually ended up selling them for drug money.
I can see that.
I baked the first sheet for me and my roommates, and I swear to God, the perfume of the smell must have went through the apartment because I had people knocking on my door. Dude, do you have apple pies? Dude, do you have apple pies?
Yeah.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do. I'm going to need 50 cents a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
God, I'm aging myself when I say 50 cents a piece. That was good money.
That was good money. But I mean, that was one of those things. I mean, I always loved, that was my favorite. I loved the apple pies. And every once in a while still, when I want a snack, when I want a treat, I'll stop and grab one.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a huge chocolate guy. Every once in a while I want chocolate and that's it. But other than that, my sweets, I like, you know, like maple bar donuts. I like that kind of sugar.
Probably my least favorite donut is a maple bar.
Maple bar is my maple bar, and then apple fritters. Those are my two favorites.
Fritters is where it's at.
Yeah.
The fritters. Now, if they would have made that Kong donut in a fritter, I probably wouldn't even have shared it and sent any home with people.
Well, I mean, you can get. I mean, the fritters that they have at Legend, they're freaking ginormous.
Oh yeah, yeah. Nope. And it's one of the rare times like I just drink a thing of milk.
Yeah.
You know. But every time I get a fritter, I gotta buy one of their little Dairy Gold milks there or whatever. And it hits different, man. It's fucking different.
Yeah, it does.
That is for sure.
See, now I want to go to freaking Legendary. Is one of my tabs?
Yeah.
Huh.
Right up there, right behind the McDonald's.
There's a McDonald's. Oh, okay, like that. Okay.
Yeah, kind of in
Lakeland Hills.
Yep, Lakeland Hills. Kind of in the Higgins parking lot there.
Yeah, so up in I was thinking Lake Taps. For whatever reason, Lake Taps. I was thinking like Lake Taps.
Oh.
Not Lakeland Hills, so. Yeah, because there's one in Ording, too.
Yeah, right down by Tim's Kitchen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we haven't been to one in forever. We used to go because when we lived in Puyallup, there was one right off Canyon, and we'd run down there occasionally. When I worked at Ascendant, whenever I did classes, I would go use the company credit card and buy freaking Legendary Donuts.
Well, there you go.
Mainly because I wanted them.
I used to work with a girl at Big Lots who left Big Lots shortly after I did and became manager of a Legendary Donuts. And I'd get up and go at 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and she'd hook me up.
Nice.
I'd buy two or three donuts, and she'd give me a dozen.
Nice. That's the way to do it.
Yeah. And then we got to the point where I was even swapping her cases of Monster for a dozen donuts, and yeah.
There you go.
That's my sweet. Like, I love donuts and cookies.
Mm-hmm. I love donuts too, which is why I loved when we lived in Renton. I went to Chuck's every chance I got. I miss Chuck's.
Now that's a maple bar I like.
Yes.
I don't know how Chuck's has done it. They've cornered the fucking market on maple bars.
No, they do them beautiful.
I've not had one that's even comparable.
No, they have the best maple bars. So that's like the one where I will get a maple bar over an apple fritter at Chuck's.
Yeah.
But Chuck's is one of those ones, like a lot of people who don't know, you go to Chuck's, you go early, because if you go later, they basically bake in the morning, and when it's gone, they shut down.
Yep. Yeah, there's no close time.
No.
I think their sign says two, if not before.
Yeah, two, if not before, because basically, like I said, they get up in the morning, they make all the donuts. When those are gone, they're done.
Yep.
Day's over.
And you know what the best part about that is? Is you're not getting anything old.
Nope.
Right.
And I think that's how they corner the market. Everything is fresh because it's made that day, because they don't. They go until it's over. Because I've been a couple times where I was one of the last people in there and it was like, well, fuck.
Yeah. You're basically looking at cake donuts and plain sprinkles. Like,
yeah. It's like, that's what you got. And that's it.
And I love a good old fashioned donut, but, you know. It's one of the few things I can actually eat with coffee.
Yeah. I'll actually dip an old-fashioned in the coffee.
Yeah. I don't like food with coffee, just like I don't like food with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
But old-fashioned cake donut is fucking phenomenal with coffee.
Yeah, which is funny because it's like one of those things. I've never been to, like, Voodoo Donuts. I've had Voodoo Donuts. I've never been there. Because every time I've been down to Portland and I've driven by, like, Voodoo, I'm like, I like donuts, but I don't like donuts long enough to stand an hour long line
Yeah.
to get donuts.
Yeah, and I think it's the publicity that gets it there. And I'm not saying they're not good because I don't know.
They're
But
okay. I've had them a couple times. I mean, they're not shops.
there's some good donut shops that don't have lines. But I think that one gets the publicity. They've been on TV on a bunch of different
Is
shows.
and they do the random weird like, whatever.
Yeah. So I think that's it's more of a tourist attraction than just going to get a donut. So over the weekend, Tosh had been asking me Friday, Saturday, hey, what do you want me to make you on? What do you want me to make you on Sunday for a Sunday night dinner? Like, I'm making your birthday dinner. You don't have to cook. Everybody's coming over. I'm making. Well, fuck. Didn't sound like a very good present.
No, because you're going to kill me. His food poisoning is what she's going to give you.
So we,
I love you, Tosh, but we all know.
I helped her out. I love sandwiches, and we hadn't had like a expensive sandwich night with like deli roast beef and ham and
Mean, she can make a
turkey.
sandwich, right?
Well, all she had to do was cut everything and have it on the platters, and everybody just made their own sandwich.
That's the way to do it.
Right? Because not everybody likes mayonnaise or Miracle Whip or, some like yellow mustard, some like spicy mustard, some like, but we had it all. Like, we had like a fucking Subway
That's the
spread.
way to do it.
And we buy, whenever we do sandwiches like that, Safeway has these cheesy Kaiser rolls or whatever that are fucking phenomenal. So we bought those, and so I found a way to make me happy, her not have to cook, and
You not get food poisoning.
life was good.
Yeah.
Life was good. So, yeah. It was a good time nonetheless, you know?
That's always good.
Yeah.
Definitely good. Yeah.
Except,
Yeah.
so she also was hounding me about Saturday night because I didn't know what was going on yet. And she talked about, having people come out and we'd go to the bar like we did. And I was like, here's my problem. Everybody goes out to the bar, there's going to be pictures. I'm telling my mom we're not going to bingo, and it's her birthday too. And then she's going to look at that. And sure as shit, Tosh posts pictures.
We were gone by the time picture showed up.
And I had two phone calls from my mom Sunday. I didn't answer either one of them. But, and I mean, honestly, like, we couldn't afford. You go play bingo, and it's a lot more expensive than I think we spent $25 or something at the bar. Like, for both of us, a buy-in at bingo anymore is $50 a person. So.
It's just, yeah, it's one of those things. I mean, because it's one of those, I mean, you're not meeting me yet. I haven't talked to Anthony a phone call from my mom since November, so.
Yeah, but here's the guilt. It's my mom's birthday, too.
Yeah, I know it is.
That's the guilt.
Yeah.
So, if it was just my birthday and she wanted to take me to bingo, but that was not the case at all. And then I don't know if I told you what else. I'm going to go get a new tattoo.
Are you?
And
What you getting?
that's my birthday prayer. Well, I got to get a Reyes. So, the Orko is Samantha because Alvina Rey is 14th century wizard or warlock, is what it means. The Avengers A is Arabella. And I did all of this so I didn't, like, when my kids disown me, I'm already planning it. I still have cool shit on my body that I like.
That's the way to do it.
So the initial plan was I was going to get a second Avengers A for Araya. And I'd have one colored in fire, one colored in ice because of how opposite they are. But I think I've changed my mind on that. I found a really cool Captain America A with the wings.
No.
And so I think I'm going to go with that.
That would be pretty cool. And I think that's, I mean,
Yeah.
yeah,
And we'll
that'd
see
be
if
pretty
I
cool
get.
looking.
I probably won't get fancy with it because I haven't gotten fancy with Bella's and I don't need to hear it. I thought about the big Captain America A with the shield in the background and I thought would be cool.
Yeah, but it's, you know how it is with kids. It's like all of a sudden, oh, you hers is, yeah.
Oh God, all we've done is hear it from Maria. I bought Tosh Pink tickets, and she's like, how many did you buy? Two? She looked at Tosh, she's like, who are you taking? You taking your favorite daughter? She's like, taking your dad. You know, she's like, what? Huh? We're going, so Tasha's going to go to the Sea Dragons game on Easter. And she's like, you two just going out by yourselves again?
That's what fucking married people do, kid.
Okay, it's funny, but it probably shouldn't have been said the way Tosh said it. But Tosh looked at Rhea and goes, I chose to be with your dad. I did not choose which human came out of me. And I'm like, babe, that's a little harsh. But
that's freaking awesome. Oh, I love Tosh.
So
that's awesome.
You tell Zoe or Samantha that, right? Adults, maybe awesome.
Yeah.
Teenage middle school girl that's probably already going through enough shit at school.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, oh. But. Yeah.
But I mean, I get it. It's one of those things where sometimes it's like, and I mean, that's one thing that, you know, where I'm definitely seeing it now, like without the kids, it's just me and Amber. And so it's so much different now when we go to do something. It's not thinking, oh shit, do we invite the kids? Oh, do we leave the kids at home? I mean, any of that. It's just like, oh, we're going to go to the Mariner game on Friday. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not like, like I would get a raised frustration if we don't take them anywhere. We bought them tickets and went to the last Dragons game.
Yeah.
You know, we've taken them to Mariners games every year for the last few years. You know, we've done a lot of shit with them.
Yeah.
But now I am going to buy them. We're all going to go see, we're all going to go to the kids' first concert.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go see your favorite band, Weezer.
Like I said, I don't. I like Weezer. It's just not. Yeah.
Weezer.
And I'll be honest. Actually, as I'm getting older, I'm starting to like Weezer more. I just don't like to admit it because I don't want to hear you.
Weezer's playing at White River. Tickets are $35.
Oh, nice.
So it's a decent price for the kids' first concert.
Yeah. So what? Benton. We took Benton. Benton's first one was George Strait.
Oh.
And I think we like won tickets or something. And there's actually, we've got pictures of him with like, what was his, that Ichabod Kane or whatever.
Yeah.
That used to be on the radio. We've got pictures of him with Ichabod and Benton's like four. But it was, yeah, George Strait, like the last time he was here.
But we were looking at a bunch of shows coming and I'm so mad because it's a week I'm in California for work in August. But Mudvayne's coming with Social Distortion and Gwar.
Gwar is so much fun.
I've seen Gwar like three times. I've seen Mudvayne. Gwar. I've seen Mudvayne, I think, twice. And I don't know if I've ever seen Social D.
I've never seen Social D, but I would love to.
Yeah.
So.
But
that would be a fun one to
but
watch.
But I think that's, it's like the middle of the week that I'm in California. I'm like, fuck. But tickets were relatively inexpensive for that one.
So, that'd be a fun one to go to.
Fuck yeah, it would be.
Yeah, an awesome one to go to. There's some good ones coming up. I mean, I saw Depeche Mode's coming, The Cure's coming. I mean, I've seen them all before, but it's kind of like, oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, what are the ticket prices on Depeche Mode and The Cure?
I think you could find like $60 tickets for Depeche Mode, like, but I'm sure you're up like bleeding out your nose and your asshole if you're so high up. But
yeah,
I know that. I mean, Don keeps looking at me, he's like, oh my god, they're like $400 a piece. It's like, that's because you're looking at VIP passes, you jackass. It's like, yeah, but I only want to go if I'm going to a VIP, then you're fucking paying.
Because Pink was like $100 a piece.
And see, I would love to see. I love Pink. I would love to go see Pink.
Matchbox 20's coming to town. Garbage is coming to town.
I didn't even know Garbage was still around.
I didn't either. And they're playing with Noel Gallagher from Oasis. Nickelback. Hank Williams Jr.
Hank's still going around. Wow.
I did not know that either, but yeah. Snoop Dogg and Too Short, which I'd go to.
That would be fun.
Disturbed. The Offspring, Simple Plan, and Sum 41. I was like, fuck yes, dude, I'll go. Like, I was expecting it, the cheap seats to be $35 again. You know?
Yeah.
So to get in the pit for that concert, $215 fucking dollars.
For the pit?
For the pit. Do you remember back in the day when we were, like, real concert goers? The floor general admission was the cheapest seat you could buy.
Yeah.
They were like $25. $25 to $50, depending on who the fuck you were seeing.
Yeah.
And you had to wait in line at like a real Ticketmaster. Some concerts like overnight sleep so you could get tickets.
Yeah, because if you didn't, they were going to be gone before they, yeah.
Yeah, Rob Zombie and Alice Cooper.
That's the one I want to go to that because Ministry's opening, aren't they?
Oh, let's look.
I think it's Zombie, Cooper, and Ministry. And I've wanted to see Ministry for years.
Yes.
I went to the See You Later tour, and Don got so drunk he got us kicked out before the opening band.
Dude, lawn seating.
The reason why he doesn't drink anymore.
Lawn seating.
Now
$29.50
for Zombie and
Zombie
and Cooper
and Ministry.
Wow, freaking, that would be amazing.
The like back row seating stuff, $39.50 for the quote unquote 200 level.
Yeah,
I'd fucking go to that.
Oh yeah,
I'd go to that in a fucking
heartbeat. I mean, I would go. I mean, I've seen Zombie multiple times and he's awesome, but I mean, just to see Cooper.
I saw Zombie and fucking Kid Rock, I think.
Yeah, I think I saw that one.
And then
Kid Rock, he was a blast. I've seen him a couple times. He's fun.
So old Kid Rock shows were fucking phenomenal. I don't think I could get through it today.
We did one. It was like 2 years ago. It was right before COVID. We went to one, and it was a blast. I mean, it was fun because he bounces between his old school, his new school, you know, the country version of him, plus the, you know, back to the old, you know, there were.
So the first time I saw him, they opened for Limp Bizkit.
Mm-hmm.
And like two songs into Limp Bizkit, Wes's guitar string broke and sliced his hand wide open. They took him back. They tried wrapping it. They came out and were like, we're taking him to the hospital. We need stitches. Sorry, guys. We'll refund your tickets. Blah, 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 blah. And Kid Rock came out and said, fuck that. And came out and played another hour and a half.
Wow.
He had to dig so far fucking deep, he was pulling out his old DJ Bob shit from the 80s.
Oh, that was amazing.
Yeah. And I went, okay, like, this was, Bob with the Ba had just come out. Like, that was the album.
Yeah.
And it had just, like, you know, you listen to it, you're like, oh, there's a couple good songs on there. And then that happened, I went, fuck that. Like, I'll pay to see this guy whenever. Like, dude, that was pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. No, he was fun when we saw him because we saw him at Wright River. And I can't remember if even, I think it was just him.
Probably nowadays. I doubt anybody wants to play with him.
Yeah, I think it was just him. And it was fun.
But also, the music and stuff changed too after Uncle Cracker left. Was the female drummer? I thought she passed away. Is she still there?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I thought she passed away. And same with the midget hype man he had.
Yeah, he wasn't there.
I do know he passed away. I couldn't remember if the bigger black lady drummer with like the long like dyed gold braids.
Yeah, I don't think she was there.
She, and not necessarily fantastic drumming. Like you wouldn't go, oh my god, like that's a drummer. Right, like you would with, who was Zeppelin's, John Bonham?
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like that, but entertaining as fuck to watch her go off on her solos and shit. Yeah, yeah. She was fun to watch, but
Yeah, I've seen a few that were pretty good. Then other times, there's some bands that you would think would be good that were just like, no.
And I would love to go to fucking Punk and Drublic. It's at LeMay, but it's Toby's birthday.
And who's doing that one? Punk and Drublic.
NoFX puts it on. It's
Okay.
a 2-day beer fest. You get 12 tokens each day with your ticket. The first day is the one I want to go to, which is Toby's birthday. It's NoFX. It's Pennywise. Let me see here real quick. Strung Out, The Flatliners, Swingin' Utters, Get Dead, The Last Gang, and Hilltop Rats. And then the second night is NoFX, Circle Jerks, Suicide Machines, Adolescence, Co-Defendants, Catbite, and The Drowns. And it says NoFX will perform all four albums in their entirety over the weekend in addition to an entire set.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like 56 bucks per day.
That sounds pretty cool.
That to me is like Warped Tour.
Yeah.
Except I'm not paying 13 bucks a beer because I get my 12 free tickets.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing that I miss those, like Warped Tour and Lollapalooza, and they don't have those really
Lollapalooza's
anymore.
coming back.
Is it? But I
They
mean, is
just
it really
announced the
coming
lineup.
back? I mean, is it a good lineup? Because I know they tried once before and they came up and the lineup was just complete trash.
Yeah, the lineup's not, I mean, it's not anything worth writing home about. There's some good stuff, but Billie Eilish, Lana Del Rey,
Which I don't mind Billie Eilish. She has some good stuff.
the
Not great, but
1975, Tomorrow Together, Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Rose, Karol G, Kendrick Lamar, Lainey Wilson, Young Gravy, Little Yachty, Carly Rae Jepsen.
see,
Yeah,
that's it.
there's
Like, yeah.
30 Seconds to Mars.
I mean, there's a couple bands in there I've heard of.
That's about it. I mean, there's
Yeah.
a shit ton, but those are the names that I thought sound, that I know they're familiar.
Yeah. But I remember we had Lollapalooza, we had Ozzfest, which is another fun one. But Ozzfest was always rock. I mean, it was Black Label Society, it was Ozzy, it was
Shaquille O'Neal is at Lollapalooza this year.
doing what?
He does EDM.
He's gonna
He
be missing free throws?
tours the world doing EDM. He's been doing it for years.
Huh. I just figured he'd be out there missing free throws.
Chili Peppers and Shaq, yeah, that might be worth a ticket now.
It might be.
Chili Peppers is one of the bands on my list of bands I need to see before I want to see before they die.
Yes.
I sure hope
Which
I
I'm
outlive
surprised they're still
them,
going.
but who
I mean,
knows?
I'm surprised that sometimes that they're
But
still going.
isn't Lollapalooza the tour started by Jane's Addiction?
I believe so.
Perry
By
Farrell?
Perry Farrell? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because
But
because it was a big like thing between him and Ozzy, and that's why we got Ozzfest, is because Perry Farrell wouldn't let Ozzy on into Lollapalooza. So they said, fine, I'll do my own back on the show.
yeah. Oh, bands, they're fun.
Yeah. I miss, and I've said it before, I miss what Seattle was in the 90s, like early 90s, when, I mean, you could go out on a Saturday night and just catch, go to any bar and freaking see a show.
Yeah, but here's the problem, right? Is these guys don't have to do live shows to make money.
No.
I mean, so many of these people are fucking YouTube and SoundCloud musicians that get paid per listen or view, and they're making that money. You know, and it sucks. They don't come up the same way they did 30 years ago.
No, now it's pretty much you just keep putting content out on the internet and someone sees it and something goes viral and then you're a hit. You know, it's like half the time, you know, when people are talking about some of these stars, it's like, well, that's one problem. Amber loves watching The Masked Singer. And I'm like, I don't know who fucking half these people are.
Yeah. Music used to be like what comedy kind of still is, right? Yeah. Where bands were playing for fucking nothing, just bar shows and street corners and where the fuck ever,
yep.
You know, to get their shit out. Fuck, Seattle, what was Painting the Grass used to be a free fucking summer long thing.
Yeah. It was every
Saturday or whatever.
It was
daytime.
And it was always in where the mural is, mm-hmm. and down in the Seattle Center with the little grassy patches.
Yep.
And that was it. And that's why it was Painting the Grass. You would go there on like a Saturday. Most of the time they didn't even announce who was going
to
be there.
And a band member's spouse would be sitting at a table trying to sell their shitty merch or hand recorded cassettes or whatever.
And most of the time it was some local band you may have heard of, you know.
Well, I saw Loudermilk there, who became...
Sometimes they would have bigger bands.
They weren't at the time, but Loudermilk had a couple big hits. I saw Rufus Wainwright one weekend, and then another weekend I saw Loudon Wainwright the third.
Yeah, I saw Mudhoney there.
Okay, that would have been fucking... That would have been something. Mudhoney. Yeah.
I remember also, too, cracking my head open on the sidewalk.
I'm trying to remember if I saw MXPX there or if it was Bumper Shoot.
No. Because I remember I did I crowd surfed, and for some reason, nobody was standing on the sidewalk. So when I got to the sidewalk, they just dropped me on my head. Just smacked right down on my head. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
It was great.
I miss the good old concert days.
Yep.
That's for sure. All right, well, let's see. You got comedy coming up.
I do. At Cole Street, it's going to be the Kids at Comedy. They're coming over and taking over Cole Street for the night. So there's going to be a few comics from there, a few that are kind of booked. The other ones are all just kind of, you know, whoever decides to show up. But Thomas Friday, Max Weissong, Morgan Paulus, Joseph Rogers, and maybe a couple more. That's Cole Street on, I just freaking was looking at it, damn it, the 5th.
5th?
April 5th at Cole Street, yep. And then at the Firehouse is the next Thursday, so Thursday the 13th with Mike Walters, Mike Hansen, and Courtney Bird.
Very nice. That's a good lineup.
That'll be a fun lineup. And then I should have posters and everything ready for May coming up, so, which... L&M Firehouse is gonna have
me,
Matt.
Oh, I just Matt's farted. It stinks so bad.
Uh-huh. Now you're gonna just sit and simmer in it.
Yeah. No. Oh, that's not good at all.
Something died.
That's got a bad taste in my mouth. I think it's melting the glue to my teeth. I wonder if it has anything to do. So I took my after dinner dump before I came out here to record.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I was sitting a little skewed or something, and I'm telling you, I felt water bubbles in my nose. It shot that much up my ass. Like dead center.
Right, what's the angle?
Right up the asshole.
Dead center, right bullseye. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to get edema.
That is the first time that has happened. And
it's like you got to hit dead center and have just the right angle.
Yeah, it wasn't a pleasurable experience at all. All right, guys. Well, comedy, Cole Street, the 5th, Firehouse on the 13th. Be sure to check those out. And until next time.
Cole Street's at $10. Cole Street's $10 average charge. Firehouse is still free.
There you go. So until next time, remember to be excellent to each other.
Have the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.